Doesn't get too much better, does it? Off the bench, scores the winner. Talk us through it.
To be fair, Bright set me the first time and I should have scored then, but he gave me a good save. And the second one, I just tried to put in a good area, and the good area was the back of the net.
It seemed to sort of go up in the air, drift, stay there. Shall I go for it? The keeper thought, no, and it just dropped agonisingly for him over his shoulder, but off you were celebrating.
Yeah, I just ran around, you know, and when it went in the back of the net, I wasn't, to be fair, so I just went and slid on my knees.
Spoke to you the other week when he walked out of here in a boot, and the last thing he said to me was, it's not too bad, a couple of weeks, I'll be back, and here you are.
Yeah, you know, when I first done it, because we didn't have the scan, we thought my season might have been over. But, you know, luckily it's healed pretty well, and it's allowed me to get back a lot sooner than thought.
Three big points those today, weren't they?
Massive points, and it's another great performance from the boys, because the games can't always be pretty. I think they played good football today, but we defended well, and, you know, and we got the 3 points that we needed.
You were still on the bench in that tracksuit when Bright came up with that really early response to going behind. That was an important moment.
A great finish from him. Yeah, he's in form. And a great timing as well, because we scored so soon after they scored. And you know, he's doing really well at the minute, to be fair.
Cameo, a few minutes. How is it? Any pain?
No, it's all right. It's all right.
Good, good. And I know what the answer to this one's going to be, but there's got to be more than healthy competition to finish top of the scoring charts between you and a certain Mr. Potts. Mr. Cullen doesn't think he's out of it, but you're determined that your early spurt's not going to see you finish anywhere other than leading goal scorer, I guess.
That's why I rush back.
You can't stand seeing the others get ahead of you. Back to the serious stuff. Big hard game away at Luton next week. Arguably, looking at the fixtures, that and Doncaster away are the hardest ones, but you've played well against the teams at the top.
Yeah, and at the minute it doesn't matter where the teams are in the league. Our next game is the most important game, which Luton is now our most important game of the season. It's a cup final for us, so we need to go there and do the same again.
And it's that time of the season where, you know, those of us who give the bookies money every week, crazy results come up at all times, don't they?
Yeah, so you can't write what's going to happen from now to the end of the season. So that's why we're not thinking about it. We're not worrying about anything. We're not worrying about playoffs or anything. We're just worrying about winning our next game at hand.
You are above the line. I will remind you of that. And it's very much now, with the games running out, what you do as a club, isn't it?
Yeah. So we know that. So we're not going to get carried away. You know, we've been in the playoffs before and we come out early in the season. So we're not looking about that. We're just looking at our next game.